Hi guys, my name is Maggie Williams and I currently go to Highland Park High School and I'll be attending A&M in the fall. Woo! But I've worn many different labels throughout high school. The biggest labels have been anger and bitterness. My story begins simple. I was blessed to grow up with parents who taught me the gospel from a young age and placed me in Watermark, where I soon became surrounded by the most amazing friends who pushed me towards Christ. I know that the Lord had poured out his life so that I might come to know the greatness and glory of God, but my faith was average. I was coasting through life, no big struggles, church on Sundays, small group on Wednesdays, and I would maybe open my Bible one other time a week. In the back of my mind, though, I knew this wouldn't last. I knew that the trials were on the horizon. My family soon became rocky the very beginning of my sophomore year. My parents would constantly argue, and I couldn't find any peace at home. My dad was pushing my mom away, and my mom tried her best to fix the issues, but my father had hardened his heart. Out of despair, my mom told him that she wanted a divorce. This is when the roles reversed. My dad asked for a second chance as he did a 180. He turned toward the Lord and soon pictured a godly man. But by now, my mom was closed off. She didn't accept the change. And I didn't understand why. Wasn't this what she had originally hoped for? I was lost, confused during this whole process. My solid ground had been taken from me, and so I turned to the Lord in the beginning. I prayed constantly, but my mom's heart didn't change. She was still set on leaving my dad and leaving her kids. The day my parents sat my siblings and I down and told us they were getting a divorce was the hardest day of my life. We were once so close, and now we were being torn apart. I couldn't get over the fact that my mom was still wanting to leave us after the change that occurred in my dad's heart. Not only that, but she was going to be moving out and leaving her kids. I felt abandoned by her. It didn't make sense. I was confused and lost, and this is when the anger started to brew. I soon found out my mom was having an affair. It hit me hard. I was devastated and furious. The sad part is that it made sense. That's why her heart hardened. That's why she didn't care to fix the family. That's why she was okay with leaving me. From this moment on, anger consumed me. I was furious at God. Why would he let this happen? I felt like he wasn't listening and couldn't hear my prayers. Every interaction from then on I had with my mom ended in a screaming match. I couldn't be around her without blowing up in anger and bitterness. My mom needed somebody there for her, somebody to show her Christ loves, but I was doing the opposite, pointing out her sins in an ungodly way and condemning her. Several months later, my parents' divorce was finalized. Then about a week after that, my mom came to me with the most shocking news. She got remarried to the man she was having an affair with. That hurt. I didn't know how to react, so I just went home and cried. My pain turned to fury, and that night I came to the conclusion to cut my mom out of my life. It worked for a while, but it didn't make me feel any better. My anger was leading to broken relationships with my mom, my siblings, God, and overall hurt. James 1:19-20 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. I wasn't living the full life that God had for me. During this time, I was in the Word almost daily and had many people, like my small group and closest friends, praying for me. The Lord was working on my heart. Over time, God showed me the forgiveness he showed me through his son is the same forgiveness I should show my mom and my new stepdad. It took some time, but I was able to rebuild my relationship with my mom and create new ones with my stepdad and step-siblings." Ephesians 4:31-32 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. I'm not perfect, and I occasionally do still have moments of anger, but the Lord transformed my life. I was living in anger and bitterness and found no joy in it. But because of Christ, I was able to forgive and now find joy in being gentle."